You're still asleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Stay asleep. Was this me or you? Okay, well, I'm on top of you, but your arm is on me. It could be a reflex. No, it is definitely on me. You smell good. Nope. Stop it. Okay, I am just gonna try and slip out of here. No, don't wake up. Don't wake up. Eyes closed. Eyes closed. You have the cutest smile. Stop it. Okay, I've got to squeeze out of here before you wake up and this gets really awkward. Whoa. Stay asleep. And stop making adorable sounds. And squeezing me. Oh my god, I'm so lonely. You know what? You're holding me. So this is your fault. So I could just let you wake up and then you explain it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm delegating. So I can just go back to sleep. It doesn't mean anything if I snuggle into you. I'm just cold and you're warm. And soft and nice and cute. Oh my god, what is wrong with me? Okay, well, you should stop pulling me closer, because that feels really nice. I can hear your heartbeat. Did you cuddle me in your sleep? You didn't mean to. What? Yeah. I mean, I am on top of you, but hey, you invited me into your bed. Don't make it sound like what? Also, for the record, I am very grateful to you for letting me sleep here, but my idea was to share the bed. Yeah, well, you don't have a couch, and the plane screwed up my back, and I wasn't going to let you sleep on the floor in your own apartment. Hey, you know, it's not that big of a deal that you, like, held me in your sleep. No, I don't. Listen, this isn't on me. This is 100% you, so yeah. And you've got your arm on me. I couldn't have done that. Well, that's like pretty damning evidence right there. Hey, if you like want to confess something, that's totally cool. Sounds like I do. No, I don't. I don't have anything. I'm not hiding anything. I was giving you a safe space to get it off your chest. What? Get what off your chest? Well, you're hiding. Why? That you're like super into me or something stupid like that. Yeah. Stupid. Why do you look so sad? Maybe stupid is a strong word. Oh. Oh, you're gonna let go of me? All right then. Good night. Hey, not to wake you up again or anything, but I were you? I was sleeping way better when you were. When you were. Yeah, holding me. Don't look at me like that. But if it was better, right, for you too. Yeah, me too. I'm not necessarily suggesting anything, but if you wanted to sleep while holding me, I wouldn't be against it. Yeah. You want to? Yeah, I'll stop talking. This is nice. Like a nice way to fall asleep because of ergonomics. What do I mean? You know, like we fit well together. Not in a weird way, like a physical way. Not like too physical, just like regular physical. Yeah, you agree? I ask you something? Yeah. Why did you look so sad earlier when I said, actually, never mind, it's fine. No, it's fine. Fine. Okay. I'll ask. When I said it would be stupid to be into me, you looked disappointed. I've missed you a lot. I saw you every day for like 4 years in college, and then poof. Half a year goes by, and it got harder every day. Being alone and going to tell you something, and whatever you think about it, please remember it's me, and I'll always be me. I will always be your best friend, okay? Do you remember last year when we had finals and I fell apart the day before and I wanted to quit school and fly back home? Yeah. And after we talked for hours and you tried to convince me that it wasn't so bad and that I needed to stay. Do you remember what you said after that? You said it wasn't worth it unless I was there. I stayed because of that. Because it wasn't worth it unless I was with you. I'm in love with you. You know? When did you? How did you know? The look on my face when you let go of me. Because it looked like it hurt me as much as it hurt you. Are you saying? Oh my God. You love me. My heart is beating way too fast. Can I kiss you before I have a heart attack? Well, now that we're being all honest and stuff, I should probably tell you. But my plane was fine. And I canceled the hotel on purpose.